talking about a home. From the people who bring you Charleston Home and Design Magazine, the Charleston Home and Design Show, the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour, the Charleston Fall Home Show, CharlestonHomeAndDesign.com, and TryAnInteriorDesigner.com. This is Talking About a Home. Talking About a Home is a home show on the radio, featuring interviews with local experts, home tips, trends, and ideas you need to know to make your home better. I'm Michael Blaze with Five Star Real Estate, and this is Talking About a Home.
Oh, my sweet Carolina, what compels me to go? Oh, my sweet disposition, may you one day carry.
Good afternoon. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. That was Oh My Sweet Carolina by Ryan Adams, in addition to the great Chris Isaacs Talking About a Home. And special thanks to our show producer, Christine Sinanen, for coming up with today's home theme song. In addition to our radio show, Talking About a Home, we also publish Charleston Home and Design Magazine, winner of the American Society of Interior Designers Excellence in Design Media Award, and also winner of the American Institute of Architects Charleston Chapter's Honor Award for Journalism. You may also be familiar with the two custom home shows we organize, the Charleston Home and Design Show, which takes place every January, and the Fall Home Show, the Charleston Fall Home Show, which happens every August, both at the Gilliard Center in downtown Charleston. We also organize the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour, which is coming up Saturday, April 27th on Daniel Island. Well, today we've got a great show lined up for you. Today's radio show is coming to you from Coralberry Cottage. And if you haven't visited Coralberry Cottage, it's a wonderful furniture home decor retailer in Mount Pleasant. And the interesting thing is that it's owned by two ladies, one of whom is an architect, and so everything that goes into the store are items that she, as an architect, handpicks, and so the knowledge and the background of being an architect really influences the items on display, and you're going to find some beautiful things, and we'll be talking to Liz Baker in just a couple minutes. But as I mentioned, she is also an architect, and she has a practice called Translations Designs. So kicking off today's radio show, we'll be talking to Liz Baker, and then we'll talk to Liz along with one of her staff named Rutledge Carter to talk about Coralberry Cottage. Also joining the show today, we've got Drew Taylor with Carpenters Restoration, and this is a great interview because, you know, a lot of people are looking to redo their bathroom or their kitchen, and oftentimes the cabinetry is outdated and it needs to be replaced is what most people think. But oftentimes the cabinets, the existing cabinets, are of decent enough quality that they can come in and restore those cabinets and reface them. Basically, they're using a high gloss lacquer paint. And they'll create new doors for you. The shaker style is, you know, very popular. They'll redo those doors, and you'll end up with brand new cabinets, even though they've restored them. And so, but if you do need new cabinets, they will custom make you new cabinets. And so they're not going to push you in one direction or another. If they can redo your cabinets, then that'll save you a few bucks. But if you do need new cabinets, they will make you new cabinets. So very interesting interview with Drew. Also, Marty Uchin with Serta Pro Painters of Charleston. We're going to be talking about some of the specific things that that you should look for when hiring a painting contractor, and also some of the conditions that we have here in the Charleston area that you should know about when looking to repaint your house. And then finally, we've got Chris Frazier with Pool Cover Solutions. And Pool Cover Solutions was part of our swimming pool panel of experts that that we had at the Charleston Home and Design Show about a month and a half ago or so. And we gathered all basically all the top swimming pool companies, representatives from each pool company, and they were all gathered in at one place one time at the Charleston Home and Design Show, and they answered the top questions that they get from customers. And so Chris Frazier with Pool Cover Solutions was part of that panel of experts, and he'll be talking to you about what you should be thinking about when, as far as protecting your swimming pool from the little ones that, you know, they're so enamored with water, and they want to get in there, but you want to protect your kids from the pool, and also how it can really help your swimming pool, the chemistry and so forth stay consistent if you've got one of those automatic pool covers. Well, have a great weekend. If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and today's radio show is coming to you from Coralberry Cottage, and they're located in Mount Pleasant, right over the bridge at 976 Houston Northcutt Boulevard. And now we're talking with architectural designer Liz Baker with Translations Designs. How are you doing, Liz?
Good. How are you, Tim?
Good. Liz, take a moment and tell everyone about Translations Designs.
Okay. Well, thanks for having me today.
Sure.
And so Translations Design, it's primarily a residential architectural firm. Majority of the work happens to be on Daniel Island, but we do work throughout the Charleston area, quite a bit in Mount Pleasant, Edisto Island. We're doing a home over there right now, Johns Island, all the way down to Spring Island, but for the most part in the Charleston area. Mm-hmm. And we are a small, boutique size company, which is great because whenever you hire an architect, typically people would like to work with the principal of the company, so which is the case. It's just myself and two draftsmen. And we have a limited number of homes that we design every year, but we also make sure that that those that we do work with get extra attention to detail, because not only do we do architectural design, but I also have my real estate license. And so we usually start off similar to what you see on HGTV shows, but you can't seem to find them in reality, mm-hmm. is because I have my real estate license, I will go with homeowners to make a selection of either a lot or a home in some instances. But I understand their program of what they're really wanting to do. So when we're shopping for the real estate, the initial transaction, we make sure that, for instance, if they wanted the master down and two bedrooms upstairs, and their square footage along with the setbacks and what they're wanting from the views, I understand all of that information and can translate it into making sure that we make the right selections or understand what the municipalities may want setbacks-wise, and so that there's no surprises once you actually get into the architectural design as the second phase of what the firm's willing to offer, because we've already gone through and done our homework there. Mm-hmm. And then so then once we do transition into that phase of the architectural design, I do custom designs specific for the lots or, in some instances, renovations, and lots of different styles. I'd say, low country vernaculars are some of the most popular, but I do also do some transitional architecture as well. Very coastal architecture is very popular, and but the most important thing is that I like to, as the name of the company is I use the homeowner's ideas and dreams and translate them into reality. So they have their different thoughts, you know, whether it's through photos or room sizes of their existing home, and help translate that into reality.
Mm-hmm. You know, I'm going to ask a favor of our listeners. I want you to, when you get a moment, I know a lot of people are driving, but get out a pen and paper and make sure that you have it ready when we give the contact information for Translations Designs at the end of the interview, because in life we're always it's nice to recognize value, and a lot of times we're searching for that value, and it's sort of difficult to find. And I have to say, Liz, this is the first time in my 20 years with Charleston Home and Design Magazine that I've ever met anybody that brings to the table as much value as you do.
Thank you, and
just kind of let me sort of translate it, and no pun intended, to our listeners. You know, when you're shopping for a piece of property to build a house on, or you're shopping for a house that's already built, everybody wants a deal, right? Everybody wants like just something for nothing, something mm-hmm. extra, something that sort of puts it over the top, makes it more valuable than maybe what they're charging. And so to have architectural designer Liz Baker involved with trying to find that piece of property, you've got an eye that for that is going to far exceed what a normal real estate agent could provide, because you've got that architectural education, the architectural background. So, you know, I've often thought about, my wife and I have talked about buying some property on Lake Kiwi up near Clemson, and finding that one perfect lot out of, you know, the hundreds that are for sale mm-hmm. is a challenge. And
absolutely.
So having someone partner with you like Liz Baker with Translations Designs, who can help identify that, and it might even be a jewel in the rough, something that is not, that maybe even the owners that are selling don't even really recognize, but to have someone like you that can help them identify that perfect property at the right price, and then be able to help design. And that's one of the biggest things, is locating the house on the property, on the lot itself, to maximize the views and maybe maximize the wind that you might have,
sun.
A nice breeze mm-hmm. and the sun and so forth, and then be able to help with creating the layout of the home, the floor plans of the house, and then being able to help with, I noticed in your brochure, the cabinetry design, if you wanted Liz to help with creating some of the cabinetry, and then even help with hardscape outside of the house too, mm-hmm. which is incredible. So, boy, you really are bringing a lot to the table, and that's why I wanted to just alert our listeners. Make sure you have a pen and paper to write Liz's contact information down, because she's somebody who you're going to want to reach out to either after this interview or sometime in the future.
Well, thank you. Thanks for recognizing all of that. You know, it is something where I feel like it's, you know, so many, it would be hard to just do the architectural design and not look at all of the different elements. And, you know, in lots of cases when I haven't been the real estate agent, people would come to me and then I have to bear the bad news that, mm-hmm. you know, they've made a poor selection in their lot. In some instances, they've actually even sold their home, their lot, because, it didn't work with what they were trying to do.
So. Because of the setbacks or because
exactly,
of the limitations
exactly.
of what they, mm-hmm. what they what might want to do, but they cannot do because of the codes and
exactly.
so forth.
Exactly.
Right. Gotcha. How many projects locally, just ballpark, has Translations Designs been involved with?
Oh, that's a great question. I need to sit down and count some at some point. But I've been in the Charleston area since 2001 and have probably done over 200 homes.
Hmm.
So, yeah, so I've, I know the area well.
Right. Impressive.
I love it.
What would you say are some of your favorite projects that you've worked on?
Ooh, that's a great question. Let's see. That is a very tough one. I have to say a majority of my work is on Daniel Island. So I would say you know, there's quite a few there. A lot of them that that were the whole package, because in addition to doing the real estate and the architecture, I also, as you know, I'm a co-owner of Coralberry Cottage. Mm-hmm. So once the home gets into construction, that's when I encourage homeowners to, you know, start their selection process as quickly as possible. And starting the selection process, actually jumping ahead into furnishings, because there's so many fewer fabrics out there that you may love compared to paint colors or tiles or granite selections. So if you start with the furnishings, which obviously through Coralberry, I help with that on a lot of my architectural clients, then segue as into Coralberry clients. And so when we start with some of those selections, then all of a sudden, you know, the thousands of choices of paint colors now start to really narrow down to being a specific seafoam color, for instance, mm-hmm. as opposed to just looking at all of them. You know, you can really start to hone in on specifics. And
it's easier to match the paint color to maybe some of the rugs and,
exactly.
and the furnishings versus already picking out the paint color and then trying to match your furnishings.
Exactly. Right. Which most people don't realize that. They just start with the others, but then when they get down to the furnishings, because they just do it in a sequence of when you have to make your selections, and then they're disappointed because they feel like they're really, you know, pigeon themselves into something very specific.
Mm-hmm. And I know what people are thinking. They're thinking, well, you know, if we were to build a house, we'd probably live with our old furniture for a while and then get some new stuff. Don't do it. Just you know, when you're spending hundreds like they're ones, might as well just for it.
And
get that house that you really want, that you will really love, and don't compromise on
exactly.
that.
We always say that's the final 5%, you know, and you really just need to budget for the whole package. And that final 5% is what really makes a difference in a home.
Right. Well, here's where people need to grab their pens and write down your contact information. How can folks reach Liz Baker with Translations Designs?
So there's lots of different ways. You could by phone, 843-367-7367. Again, 843-367-7367. Or by email, liz@translationsdesign.com. And that's translations is plural and design is singular, translationsdesign.com. Or you can also see us also on our website, www.translationsdesign.com. Mm-hmm. And but we'd love to chat with you and, you know, just see what kind of projects you have in mind and see how we can help you.
Well, very good. Well, we have been talking with architectural designer Liz Baker with Translations Design. Thanks so much, Liz.
Thanks so much, Tim.
I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a home show on the radio. Today's radio show is coming to you from Coralberry Cottage, and Coralberry Cottage is located in Mount Pleasant, just over the Ravenel Bridge, 976 Houston North Cut, right on the corner of North Cut and West Coleman Boulevard. And now we are talking with architectural designer Liz Baker and also Rutledge Carter with Coralberry Cottage. How are you ladies doing?
Hello, Tim. We're doing great. Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Sure. Take a moment, ladies, and tell everyone about Coralberry Cottage.
Well, thanks for coming today.
Sure.
We're glad that you're here. And so Coralberry Cottage is, we're a coastal cottage, as you know in the name, furniture store. We have gifts and accessories, and we're 3,600 square feet, so it's a perfect size showroom. A lot of people love our size because, you know, you can quickly get lost in a lot of the other showrooms, but ours is large enough that we have lots of selections, but at the same time, you don't get overwhelmed because there's too many choices. Mm-hmm. But Coastal Cottage is kind of is something that we've become known for. We have a lot of different styles, but that's probably the primary one.
Mm-hmm. What would kind of describe? Is there a particular style? You said coastal. I see a lot of furniture that sort of has a distressed look to it, kind of a lived-in sort of look.
Right, exactly. And that's where, you know, kind of the cottage feel comes with the distress, which is wonderful, you know, aesthetically as well as functionally. It's great for children and husbands. Right. Yes, exactly. The lived-in look allows you to you know, feel like you can kick your feet up, but at the same time, you are very proud of your home because it's very beautiful at the same time. So it's very realist style.
Mm-hmm. What would be some of the brand names of the furnishings that Coralberry Cottage provides that people would recognize?
We have, relative to how many vendors we have?
We have a lot. We have dozens and dozens of vendors. Our most popular line is Four Seasons Furniture, which is made in North Carolina, and it's slip-covered furniture that we love. Again, going back to the coastal cottage vibe, you want things that are pretty, relaxed, comfortable, easy to clean. You can just remove the slipcovers and wash them. So they're definitely kind of our hallmark brand. We also have local builders making wood furniture for us. It's a really nice way to get something unique and personalized for your home. Do you think anything else would be? Comfort Design is another line that we carry that's known well. They're also made in North Carolina, and that is our recliner line. If you want a recliner that doesn't look like a recliner, that's come see us.
That's right, because so many husbands would love to have the recliner, but the wife does not want to ruin the look. And so we are thrilled that we have a line that actually blends those two together, and so that you don't even know that it's a recliner until you get to enjoy its comfort.
Mm-hmm. Whenever I drop off magazines, Charleston Home and Design magazines here at Coralberry Cottage, I always notice there always seems to be a few women, particularly women, customers kind of walking around, and you can see them kind of standing and they're staring at a piece or a setting or something like that. And how does the Coralberry staff help them kind of put everything together?
Well, we are all very good with color and patterns and fabrics. We all are passionate about it and love to do it. So,
but not intimidating.
Not pushy.
Yeah, that's right.
So we're here to help you and to provide that extra level that people need. Some people don't enjoy putting together fabrics and furniture, and so why not leave it to us where, you know, we can take pieces that you already have and incorporate them into a room, but add fresh new things that work well with them. We do have little vignettes throughout the store where we put together fabrics in ways that the average person wouldn't think of doing it. So that's kind of a good place to get ideas just by walking around and seeing different things put together.
Mm-hmm. When it's all said and done, what can you think of some of the things that the Coralberry customers have said about your staff?
I know it's hard. Yes, exactly. Well, brag on. We have by far probably the best staff of any furniture store in South Carolina, probably for that matter.
She can say that as the boss.
That's right. No, I mean Rutledge and Nadine. I mean, we just have so many great people that a lot of people will shop other places, but then they really want to come back because they love shopping with us. And and we, you know, one of our mottos from, you know, is that we want you to feel comfortable here. It's supposed to be a fun process. And so we want you to come in and, you know, whether you want to have a glass of wine while, you know, we're making your selections, or, you know, bring your husband and we've got a beer for him and a recliner. We'll even have football on Saturdays during the season. But anyway, we want it to be a fun process. And so not only you're going to find that, you know, our pricing is great, but our customer service is amazing, and fun. And then at the same time, it's very, very comfortable. So comfort is very important to us as well. So we don't bring anything in the store that is just for looks. I mean, we want to make sure that it's both forming and function, that everything is beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And I will add, as the person who handles the problems, unfortunately problems do happen, but I personally handle anything like that, and we make sure we make it right so that if something came in a little bit wrong, we fix it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, that's inevitable. I mean, it happens in every aspect of your home. There's always going to be something that pops up. What are you finding the Coralbury Cottage customers shopping for these days? What kinds of trendy things?
Well, the swivel chuck gliders as a chair option is one of the most popular things that we offer. They seem to have taken off in general, and everybody wants a pair of swivel gliders in their living room. But they are amazing for...
What do they look like?
So the shapes are varied. There are ones with rounded arms or straight arms or curved arms. They are generally slip-covered because you want to hide the swivel mechanism at the bottom.
But they don't look like a slipcover, messy piece. That's what's so nice about this particular line is it's very clean.
There's hidden zippers.
The function of the slipcover. Mm-hmm.
Zippers and Velcro kind of create a tighter fit in little clever ways. But they can be upholstered, but with a skirt to cover the swivel mechanism. But they're great for open concepts, living spaces, because you can turn to the TV, you can turn to the kitchen, you can turn
to the view.
Yes, if you're lucky. Many people are lucky here with a view. So they're really, really functional for modern architecture.
Gotcha. And do you find that that customers of Coralbury Cottage, do they buy like just one or two things, or do you find customers buying like a whole house?
We do it both ways. We definitely have whole house projects, and that's something where we can really our in-store free design services really shine with that, because we'll sit with you and design the whole house with you, and you just pay for the price of the furniture. But yes, there are people who come in, they just need a dining table or they just need one chair. Most people, we sell a lot of living rooms. That seems to be, people change that more often than they do their bedrooms and their dining tables. So a lot of sofas and chairs.
Right.
What kinds of new items will be arriving at Coralbury Cottage?
There'll be a whole new look with the sofas and the chairs. We've just received a huge shipment, our spring shipment.
And new pieces are coming in daily, so it's fun to keep checking back with us and see what's new.
We'll be going to market in April, which will mean hopefully we'll pick up some new lines, new cool things.
Right. We always like to keep a new look. You know, we want you to have to come and see us on a regular basis, because we always like to bring new things in to keep it fresh.
Has the how long has Coralbury Cottage been around?
Since 2011.
Okay, yes. So 8 years. That's congratulations on that.
Well, thank you.
Has the styles changed that much, or
a little bit? I mean, for the most part, I would say people have always liked to be very comfortable and elegant, but comfortable. And so that has been definitely consistent. The colorways have definitely changed. For a while, we had a lot of seafoams and blues and coral, hence our coral berry. And we still like to use, little pops of some of those colors. But, over the last couple of years, the grays have been very popular and still are, trending. But the neutrals are without a doubt very popular. When we first opened, we were into lots of warm reds and, it's amazing how quickly trends do change. But I'd say the colors probably have changed more than the actual styles themselves.
Very good. Well, how can folks get more information about Coralbury Cottage?
You can see our website at coralberrycottage.com or visit us on Facebook, where we upload photos almost daily.
And your physical address here?
976 Houston Northcutt, on the corner of Coleman and Houston Northcutt.
All right, very good. And I wanted to throw in a quick plug to the Square Onion providing lunch here today. So thank you very much to Square Onion. And thank you very much to Rutledge Carter and Liz Baker with Coralbury Cottage. Thanks, ladies.
Thank you, Tim.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine. And today's radio show is coming to you from Coralbury Cottage, and they're located in Mount Pleasant at 976 Houston Northcutt Boulevard. And now we're talking with Drew Taylor with Carpenters Restoration. How you doing, Drew?
Good, thanks, Tim.
Good. Drew, take a moment and tell everybody about Carpenters Restoration.
Well, we are a local shop, a woodworking shop that does a variety of, really a great variety of services within that specialized field or trade. Everything from refinishing and repairing and restoring furniture to building your dream kitchen and then in between, refinishing cabinets and refinishing furniture and custom furniture, and really it's a big scope within the cabinetry and furniture world.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
So if, kitchen, renovating your kitchen and bathroom, those are some of the top projects people usually like to undertake. How can Carpenter's Restoration help there?
Well, we have a couple of different ways. We are able to look at the project from different perspectives. So sometimes a project really just requires the space to be reset. Maybe it's completely outdated from floor to ceiling and it needs a reset button pushed. We can do that with them. Brand new custom built cabinets. We do all that stuff ourselves here locally in our shop. We can take them through that whole process there.
Mm-hmm.
There's also times where the cabinets maybe are usable or the footprint is okay, but just some things need to be changed. Maybe a refacing, getting rid of some doors that have a dated profile on them and they want to go more contemporary or transitional and get into a shaker with a contemporary color. We can look at the project and see what can be utilized and what needs to be refreshed or refaced and give them sort of like a hybrid project where they're able to keep value that they have and then put the value of their remodel exactly where they want it.
So Carpenter's Restoration if your existing cabinets are decent enough quality, how do you know if they're the boxes are
well, we will show up. Like someone can call us and or email us and we can come out and do sort of initial meeting where we can take a look at the space and the project and what they had in mind, and then we can assess sort of what is useful and what would make sense to add value to, and maybe it's not good quality, it doesn't make sense to add value to. We can help them determine that.
Mm-hmm. Some people have tried repainting their cabinets themselves, and they just don't have that look that that Carpenter's Restoration ends up with in terms of refinishing cabinets. What's the difference?
Well, it's a big difference, and it's actually something that we talk to customers a lot about, and it's really just getting the information out there. Not a lot of people know the difference between, say, painting and refinishing their kitchen cabinets. Painting, from us, our standpoint, is basically they're using a product that's designed for something else. It's designed for walls and trim and stuff like that. Finish is designed to be used. It's designed to be touched, and the doors are opening, and grease, and fingerprints, and just life in general. So the product that we're using is designed to be on cabinetry and furniture. It's a lacquer-based product that can be tinted any color, match any wall color or anything like that, but it's intended to be used on those things.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas paint, in the sense of a wall paint, latex oil, something like that, is not intended to be put on cabinets. So while it would look good, kind of good, right off the bat, it won't have the same longevity as a durable finish. Technically, it's going to decrease the value of that kitchen because it's got a subpar mm-hmm. paint on it now.
How is the lacquer? Is it paint?
No, it's technically a film finish, so it sits on top.
Okay.
So it's like wrapping something in a finish.
How is that applied?
Well, we use really high-end spray equipment. The lacquer itself has, a certain process that it has to go through to get that fine finish atomization through these guns. So really some expensive equipment that we've just invested in over the years, and it allows us to lay this stuff down, and it just looks amazing.
Just don't try this at home.
Yeah,
this
no.
This is not one of those things that you're going to end up spending a lot of money and a lot of time and be not satisfied with the outcome.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
Well, talk about some of the projects that Carpenter's Restoration has worked on over the last year or so.
Yeah, well, we've got a lot of different things going on. So one of our current projects is a completely new build. Customers building their dream house with a builder, and they want their dream cabinetry. So we've got a beautiful custom kitchen going in there, custom butler's pantry. We're even doing some unique elements in there with them where we're building like a Hoosier cabinet, but it's going to be a built-in one, but look like it's 100 years old.
Hmm.
So we're able to do those neat accent pieces as well as the custom cabinets. We've got another project going on where we're, again, utilizing part of the cabinetry that's in there. And we're doing a complete refinish, so taking it from a dark wood, kind of reminds you of the 90s, that sort of orangey, oaky look. And we're wrapping it in a contemporary, you know, dove white. And then we are refacing the whole kitchen. So we're replacing the doors that have a raised profile on them and kind of look older. And we're taking them into a shaker with a bead around them. And then we're doing that through the whole kitchen, but not really changing any of the cabinetry. We are adding some internal hardware to the kitchen, so we get to update it that way, switching out like an old cabinet that's never used for a nice new garbage pull, or putting in drawer dividers and stuff like that. And then refacing it, refinishing the whole thing, and it looks like a brand new kitchen.
Let me interrupt you for a second. The project you were just talking about, I think, is a really good illustration of what Carpenter's Restoration can help with, because there are a lot of cabinet companies in Charleston that will help you with new cabinetry. Carpenter's Restoration, you folks can help whether if they want new cabinets or if the existing cabinets are good enough, you can help refinish those. So you're kind of looking at it from an unbiased point of view. And so you're looking at it from, you know, not trying to push your product necessarily, but really try to help the customer end up with the best product, best result available.
Yeah,
right?
Absolutely. Which comes like really to the core of us. That's what, you know, it's our main word in our mission statement is care. And it's basically, that's it. We have relationships, you know, with our customers, and we want those to be extremely long-term relationships. And a lot of our relationships are. Carpenter's Restoration has been around since 1980. So we care for those relationships. So yeah, when someone invites us into their home, they've invited us into their home, and we want to give them the option of, you know, best suits them and not, you know, doesn't have to best suit us because we offer all of those products. We just want to be a part of it and help. We don't need to go one way or the other.
Talk about the new shop that Carpenter's Restoration opened in McClellanville, because you've got two locations, right?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, we have our furniture studio in the Old Village in Mount Pleasant, and we have a custom facility up in McClellanville now. Yeah, that's an exciting move for us. It's a 6,000 square foot shop. And we have been outfitting that over the last couple of years with some really nice tooling and machines that allow us to do just an array of things in the woodworking industry. We've just now started playing with our CNC and getting into custom carving. So we're going to be looking at that and what we can offer people on that side of things. We have a massive automotive spray booth up there so that we can spray everything in a very, you know, high-end, high-quality atmosphere that we can control and just produce some of the finest finish locally that you can get. And we were able to also put some amazing people in that shop. We've got a great family crew that we've been building, and they're just they're on point with our mission to care. And you can tell when they're in your home, you'll know that these people are part of Carpenter's Restoration Shop, and they're very distinguished. So it's really exciting.
Good deal. Well, how can folks get more information about Carpenter's Restoration?
Well, we try to make it easy. Of course, you can go online, carpentersrestoration.com. From the website, you can access, you know, all of our phone numbers and stuff. We have a couple of different people you can contact, myself, the shop directly, different senior craftsmen. You can call us 843-884-3411 or stop by the studio in the Old Village. It's on King Street.
All right, great. Well, we've been talking with Drew Taylor with Carpenter's Restoration. Thanks so much, Drew.
Thanks, Tim.
And now we're talking with Chris Frazier with Pool Cover Solutions. How you doing, Chris?
I'm doing great. Thank you for having me.
Sure. Chris, take a moment and tell everybody about Pool Cover Solutions.
Yes, sir. We are Pool Cover Solutions. We are located in North Charleston. We are celebrating our 20 years in the business, and we are primarily a safety company. Mm-hmm. We provide safety products for swimming pools, not only just pool covers, but we also offer safety fences as well as seasonal covers.
Mm-hmm. And people that may not be familiar with Pool Cover Solutions, you folks have a automatic pool cover that can be integrated into the pool design. So all you do, we have one at our house, all you do is turn a key and the cover will glide open. And when you turn the key the other way, it closes completely up. Is that about right?
Yes, sir. We've actually even upgraded now to a touchpad where you can enter any four-digit code that you would like to input in there. And have saved for your personal records so that no one else can open up the cover for you. But you would just do a four-digit code and hold a button, and the cover will automatically open or close for you.
Mm-hmm. And the biggest reason that people should consider integrating one of these automatic pool covers into their swimming pool is safety. Number one is safety. And when we built our house 10 years ago, let's see, our daughter was 4 years old and our other daughter was just a baby. Well, she'd be about 1 year old when we finished. And I'll tell you a quick story. Our whole family was down right next to the pool. We were talking and stuff like that. And all of a sudden we just happened to turn around and the 1 year old is underwater. Somehow she slipped into the pool and she was looking up at us with her eyes wide open. And of course, she didn't look panicked at all. We were all panicked. But our big thing was we did not want to have any accidents. We didn't want any of the kids to be curious or any of their friends to be curious and just, you know, accidentally fall into that pool and then disaster will strike. And so is that one of the major reasons that people will get an automatic pool cover?
Yes, I would agree that safety is the number one reason to get a pool cover. The CDC has stated that the number one cause of death for children under the age of 5 is drowning, and a pool cover will definitely help for that type of situation.
Mm-hmm. Now, okay, so safety, and we may have some listeners that would like to build a swimming pool this year, and they don't have kids, and so maybe that's not such a great concern. Whenever I bring a water sample to the pool store to get it analyzed and for them to tell me what kind of chemicals I need, they'll always ask me, you have an algae problem or something to that effect. We have never had any problems with algae and or leaves or anything like that because we keep the pool cover closed when we're not using it. And none of the debris that typically goes in swimming pools goes in our pool because we've got that automatic pool cover.
Yeah, you are correct. There are other benefits besides safety and having a pool cover. One is keeping debris out of your pool. Two is also help prevent the evaporation of the water in the pool, which will save you on cost for your chemicals. And if you choose to heat your pool during the off season, it will also help you out with energy costs.
Yeah, that was the next one I was going to say is, we heat up the pool at New Year's we have our own version of a polar plunge, and only we like to plunge into 90 degree water rather than what they do out at Sullivan's Island. But you close that pool cover and it retains the heat. And so it's not cheap to heat your swimming pool. And so if you don't have an automatic pool cover, that heat is just dissipating into the air.
You are correct.
Aesthetically, people always are concerned about that. What colors of the different pool covers are available?
That's a great question. We actually offer 11 different colors, so we can match any type of environment surrounding the pool, as well as if you're looking for contrast. Some people would like contrast instead of having matchy-matchy. So there are 11 different colors for you to choose from.
Mm-hmm. Do you recommend like any of the darker colors to help with keeping the pool heated, or?
Regardless of the color, they are all going to help you out with the keeping the pool heated. Whether or not whether or not you have a darker color compared to a lighter color will also depend on the debris in your surrounding area, whether you will see the cover get dirty or not. And regardless of if your cover does get dirty, it's very simple to clean off.
Mm-hmm. Now, you've got that cover when it's closed, and then it rains. And what happens to all that rainwater that collects on top of the cover?
So the cover is not permeable, so water will sit on top of the cover. We do provide you with a pump, and that pump acts as a bobber with a toilet. So once water starts collecting, it will turn on automatically, and you can either have the water sprayed off the cover into a garden area, or we can connect a garden hose and you can drain it wherever you would like.
Yeah, that Pool Cover Solutions introduced us to that sprayer that you hook onto the pump. And that thing is just amazing because we used to have a hose and, you know, it's a little unseemly to run that hose into your backyard. You see it, you know, and whereas the sprayer is the pump itself is like 1 foot by 1 foot. And the sprayer just kind of sits on it like a looks like a teapot kind of thing. And when enough water collects in that one spot, it just sprays it, and you can aim it at any direction of your lawn that you want it to go to. And it's automatically, again, automatically is the key word, getting that water off of your pool cover. So it's a great invention you folks have.
Yes, that S-shaped nozzle that you like to refer to as the teapot, it is known as the cover blast, and then we'll spray that water 25 feet off the cover for you.
Yeah, it's a great invention. Any other reasons you can think of why people should get an automatic pool cover integrated into their pool?
Besides the safety aspects with it, it really gives you a peace of mind, knowing that when you are not looking at the pool, that it is covered and protected. So it just provides you that peace of mind.
Can an automatic pool cover be retrofitted onto your existing pool?
You know, that's a great question. An automatic cover can be retrofitted on an existing pool. We will call that a deck mount system, which means that everything is mounted to the deck. If you are building a pool, the most aesthetically pleasing pool cover we offer is the undertrack system, where everything is recessed and you don't see anything. But yes, for a retrofit, we would mount it to your deck. And
what about does it have to be a rectangular shaped pool, or can it be a freestyle shape?
It can be a freeform pool, yes, sir. Obviously, the tracks will lay on either side of the pool to form a rectangle, but we can lay those tracks around any shape of pool.
And how long will a typical pool cover last before it needs to be replaced?
Yeah, the manufacturer's warranty on the fabric for the pool cover is 7 years. So mm-hmm. I've seen it last 7 years and beyond.
Mm-hmm. Okay, very good. Well, how can folks get more information about Pool Cover Solutions?
Yes, you can reach me at chris.frazier@pcs-se.com. Or you can give me a call at 843-714-5735.
And if they do an internet search for Pool Cover Solutions, you folks will come up pretty quick.
Absolutely. It'd be the first one that pops up, Pool okay. Cover Solutions.
Very good. All right. Well, we've been talking with Chris Frazier with Pool Cover Solutions. Thanks so much, Chris.
Thank you.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine. And today's radio show is coming to you from Coralberry Cottage. And they're located at 976 Houston Northcutt Boulevard in Mount Pleasant. And now we're talking with Marty Uchin with Serta Pro Painters of Charleston. How you doing, Marty?
Good, Tim. Good to see you.
You too. Take a moment, Marty, and tell everybody about Serta Pro Painters of Charleston.
Sure. Serta Pro Painters of Charleston, we are a locally owned company, painting services company. We've been serving the Tri-County market since 1998. We focus on providing professional painting services, both interior and exterior, and both residential and commercial. We also do the ancillary services related to prep work around painting, which is carpentry, drywall repair, stucco repair, and things of that nature to make sure the house is readily prepared to actually apply the paint.
Mm-hmm. Serta Pro Painters, you folks are a franchise, correct? So there's other Serta Pro Painters around the country. And that's a good thing because if there's ever a problem, or I think CertaPro Painters has operated in Charleston for how many years?
Since 98.
Since 98. Right. So it's nice knowing that versus, say, an independent paint contractor that might decide to up and move to someplace else.
Some other area.
And then
right.
if you do have a problem or if you try to reach out to that independent paint contractor, you may have difficulty finding them.
Right. Yeah, I do agree. I think that provides strength for our business. And also the fact that we have a national brand, every owner in every market is very aware of that and upholds that brand. And again, you mentioned about other franchisees in the area. In the system, there's 350 professionally owned painting companies across North America under CertaPro Painters, and collectively, we advanced the way that painting services is delivered through maybe simple things today, but through mobile technologies, the way that we reach our customers. But also, we focus a lot on continuing education, looking at painting technologies. There is actually quite a bit of technology that goes into painting, and so we bring those technologies to serve a given market. So for instance, in this market, there are painting technologies that are better against resisting mildew and better for this type of climate with the high humidity that we get pretty much all season long. So we introduce those products to the market to make sure that we're using the right technologies mm-hmm. in that regard.
What does CertaPro Painters do in terms of training your people, the people who are actually on the job painting?
Well, there's a national training center. So in terms of every role that's within the organization, there is training that's offered to employees. So when we bring on a new staff member, for instance, or a new estimator, there's national training that's involved, but also there's ongoing training, there's web training and things of that nature. Plus, as owners, you know, when we have people that join our company, the nice part about that process is that we can train and develop people, you know, locally. It's also through just understanding this particular market. So the market that for painting needs here is different than even Columbia, South Carolina, right? Mm-hmm. So it's just really understanding the needs of our market. And so that's through ongoing training as well.
Mm-hmm. I guess what I'm thinking about is what specifically sets apart some of the CertaPro painters? Like, will you hear loud music on the job site?
No.
On a CertaPro painter job site.
Okay, so, all right. We have a particular process. It's we call it the Certainty Service System. So from the very first time that a customer makes contact with our office, whether it's through calling to inquire just about our business or asking about setting up an estimate appointment, that customer is telling us their story, not just about what they want to have painted, but what's important to them. Things such as their daily time cycle in terms of when they're coming and leaving the home, or if they have young children or pets or things of that nature. And we're collecting that information to make sure that not only are we painting their home, providing that service, but we're also coordinating with them in terms of what other needs they may have. And so that story transfers all the way from the first time they talk to us to when the painter shows up on the job site to make sure that we've exceeded their expectations mm-hmm. Around that experience.
Will CertaPro Painters do anything to protect the landscaping while you're outside?
Yep, we cover any bushes and things that may be sort of in the line of fire, if you will, regarding painting. We're very focused on how we set up our job site, very organized. We clean up our job site every day before we go home, and just to make sure that we're kind of ghosts, if you will, there when we're on the site.
Will CertaPro Painters wash out their brushes in the street in the storm drain?
we actually, part of our questioning when we do the estimate, we have what we call the pledge questions. And we ask customers things such as that, where can we wash our tools, right? So we can get an agreement and make sure the expectations are set in advance. So a lot of people say, yes, you can wash them outside at this particular area. And that's what we do when we show up on the job.
Will CertaPro Painters kind of wait until the very end to gather all the garbage and the empty cans and caulk tubes and things like that, or is that done on a daily basis?
Right. So we have what's called the daily cleanup. There is actually a term for it. We clean up our job site daily before we go home. We pack up our ladders. We sometimes we're able to leave our materials in particular area on the customer's property for us, and we come back the next day. But we always clean up. Yes, empty caulk, blue tape, things of that nature, we clean up on a daily basis.
What are some of the other pet peeves that homeowners have that Serta Propainters, make sure that those are taken care of?
I think the biggest thing is communication, ongoing communication. And we keep the customer informed on a daily basis where they stand as a relative to their overall project. A lot of customers don't necessarily know what the phases are of their project. So, for instance, a lot of the time is in the front end is spent on things that aren't the beautification, but it's more protecting the home, the prep work, right? Caulking the seams and joints, if it's necessary, replacing rotted wood, right, before we actually paint it. So communicating with the customer that what we're going to do the very first day we're going to clean the home. The next day we're going to come back and prep the home, and then we'll start, priming or painting it the following day. So we keep the customer informed along the way, and even before we're ready to do what we call the pride walk, when we walk the customer around the home to make sure that the scope is fully complete. And usually we're pointing out things that we've done that they weren't really even aware that we were going to do. We do that at the very end. So we'll talk to the customer the day before that happens and say, Mr. and Mrs. Smith, tomorrow we'll be finishing your project and we'll be walking you through the project before we leave.
Nice. Are there any interesting projects that Serta Propainters is working on these days?
they're all interesting, actually. There's so many different structures in the Charleston market. We're working big house on the ocean right now. We're working some commercial businesses where new businesses have started. So we're operating within spaces, getting storefront completed before somebody opens a store. It's really all over the place. We do a lot of big focus of ours lately has been deck restoration. Mm. It seems to be the most overlooked aspect of a lot of people's homes, that a lot of care is taken with the siding and the trim of the home, but the deck sometimes gets overlooked, right? So we're doing a lot of work there in terms of what I call restoring decks. We're ensuring that sometimes replacing rotted wood, but also protecting those surfaces to reduce like water penetration, things of that nature.
Mm-hmm. And what's the best way to reach Serta Propainters of Charleston?
Sure. The best way to reach us, you can go out to our website at charleston.sertapro.com to read about more about us or read some reviews. And then if customers want to call us, they can call us by dialing 843-870-7856. And also even on our website, in terms of technologies that we're able to roll out, customers can go out to our website and actually book a free estimate appointment. Mm-hmm. And they can look at the schedule of our estimators and set up a time that works best for them. And if they can't find a good time, then they can call that number and we can accommodate their schedule.
All right, great. Well, we have been talking Marty Uchin with Serta Propainters of Charleston. Thanks so much, Marty.
Thank you, Tim.
You've been listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. Talking About a Home is brought to you by the publishers of Charleston Home and Design Magazine and the organizers of the Charleston Home and Design Show, the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour, and the Charleston Fall Home Show. To make contact with any of the companies featured today, visit charlestonhomeanddesign.com, home to over 200 local home-related companies motivated to work with you. That's charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Please tune in again next Saturday.